Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Brewers beat reporter for The Athletic, Will Salmon, is now joining us. Will, how you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for having me on. Always a pleasure.
Glad to have you. So we were sitting here talking a little while ago about the Brewers' rotation and about how they've kind of set themselves up. When you look at the talent they have, Woodruff obviously is really emerging, and you look at the rest of the guys in that rotation. Last night, Hauser had a good outing. You look at, say, a guy like Corbin Burns and Josh Hader and obviously Corey Knebel and Phelps and such in the back end of that bullpen. How good is this Brewers pitching staff, and with the contracts they have they set themselves up to be good for quite some time?
Yeah, that's a great conversation to have, because I think that's from a long-term view, I think that's a good point to make. And really, Craig Counsell sort of made that point after Hauser's start last night. It was the first question that I had asked him after the start was just about Hauser, and the way that Counsell answered it was just that he was really encouraged by all the young starters at this point. And so that to me kind of resonated, just because we've seen it so far time and time again with the staff. And yeah, it's a great point, because they're under team control, they're all young players, and they're all pitching really well. And it's easy to identify Brandon Woodruff as a guy who is on the cusp of being that ace, or at least being recognized nationally as an ace. But, you know, Adrian Hauser, if you really look at his statistics from last year and some of those advanced numbers, some of his ratios, they're not – I don't want to compare them to Woodruff, because it's Brandon Woodruff obviously has the edge there, but they're not incredibly off from those marks as far as the ratios and the rates. And so, like, there was a lot of reason to like Hauser coming into this season, and so far he's been outstanding. And a couple of the Brewers pitchers have been impressive.
I was going over some of the numbers earlier today. The Brewers team ERA is sitting at ninth best in the majors. Also, when you talk about their whip, they're 10th best right now in some of the other areas, but they're third best when it comes to strikeouts per nine innings. That's usually enough to get you a lot of wins. And when you look at the team batting average, when you look at some of the other offensive numbers, I mean, it's clear to tell where the Brewers are lacking right now. And they got off to a slow start offensively, and then Christian Yelich obviously not hitting up to what everybody expects. So is it as simple as saying right now the bats are letting them down?
Oh, yeah, no question about it. And it starts at the top. Obviously, Christian Yelich is just swinging through pitches that he just normally crushes. Day before yesterday, day before he had that day off yesterday, you know, there's that one pitch that really sticks out to me. It was like a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, middle, high, right over the plate, and he just swung right through it. And that's like a pitch that he just usually hammers. I mean, we've seen that the last 2 years especially. That's a home run written all over it. And instead it was a swinging strike that he missed. And so we've seen him just whiff in the strike zone at a rate that's just not Christian Yelich-like at all. And he's not really alone there, though. And I think that's the point that is worth stressing, is that, you know, Justin Smoke was also on the bench yesterday, and he has not hit. He's been whiffing and striking out. And although Keston Hira has played – has hit better, and obviously we saw a couple of good defensive plays out of him lately as well. His strikeout rate is pretty high too. So collectively, I think all those three players combined are around 40% on for a strikeout rate. And those are your, you know, that's been your 2, 3, 4 hitters. And that tells you all you need to know right there, I feel like.
Looking at the catching position, Manny Pena obviously hitting the ball, and Narvaez has not. Narvaez came into this season as being that offensive guy, being the guy that you would assume was going to give you the better bat from the left-handed side of the plate. They've gone to almost kind of a platoon situation. Do you see that leaning more now in Manny Pena's favor, being the better defensive catcher, and right now he's the hot hand?
Yeah, I think we'll still see a good amount of both of those guys for the rest of the season. I think coming into the season, it was going to be a platoon, maybe not 50-50, because I think Narvaez was going to, or probably still is going to get those starts versus right-handed pitching. And the Brewers have seen a couple of lefties as of late. And so, you put Pena in there. But I mean, he's been swinging the bat, and that extends to like late last year too with Pena, where he started to hit the ball better, and his defensive skills speak for himself. He threw the runner out yesterday. But, quickly just on Omar Narvaez, I mean, defensively, it hasn't been, like, all that noticeable, but I feel like he's beaten the reputation a little bit as far as early impression goes. I mean, he's done a better job behind the plate than I thought he would. Obviously, it's only been a few games, and you don't want to take that to the bank quite yet, but defensively, he's been better than expected so far, and I think offensively it's just a matter of time, because he has a unique skill set with his contact rate.
That I would agree with. Then there's the outfield position, and obviously moving guys around. Yelich not in the lineup last night. Ben Gamel has made the most of his opportunities as well. Jerko's had some good opportunities. He's had some good defensive plays also. Mathias getting his first hit last night. Maybe if you get a few of these guys to get off the schneid, things will start to kind of be put back together. But talk about these guys as a whole and kind of platooning and moving guys around when it comes to the outfield.
Yeah, obviously they miss Kane, and they're going to continue to miss Lorenzo Kane.
Big
Lorenzo
time.
Kane was off to a hot start too, and it's like it's easy for people to kind of dismiss that because of the year that he had last year, uncharacteristic overall numbers, had the injuries that he played through, all that. But man, he was off to such a good start. I talked about the strikeouts earlier. He was not striking out. He was making contact, some hard contact. He was getting on base. He was making things happen. And now he's not there anymore. And so you move Avisaíl García to center field. To me, he looks like a middle linebacker there. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but it's just a little bit different. He threw out the runner going to third base the other night. I think it will be interesting with him in there. I think that he's also a pretty gifted defender that he doesn't get a whole lot of credit for. So that's going to be interesting to watch. And then, I think they also need to have Ryan Braun come off the IL and play some outfield for them to really make this work. He's yet to play a game in the field yet this year. He has only DH. So when he comes back, I would expect him to see some time in right field with Gamel, because I feel like that's one of the ways that this could work out. And they could limit the damage that not having Kane puts them in.
Talking with Will Salmon, Brewers beat reporter for The Athletic. You mentioned Ryan Braun. Do you have a date? I know that they kind of pushed that back retroactively, so to speak, so maybe they're expecting him off the injured list sooner rather than later, correct?
Yeah, definitely. So he was placed on DL, I believe it was July 30th, if I'm not mistaken. Excuse me if that's wrong. I'm not looking at the exact date, but that's the one that stands out in my mind at least. So that would put him on pace to get off the DL relatively soon, a couple more days, I suppose. That would be good news. And he's every time it's just worth marking that, he's been there pregame working at first base. We haven't seen him there, but he is taking ground balls there. He is going through drills there. So I don't know. They definitely need him to play that right field spot here and then because I don't know how often – or I just don't know how sustainable Ben Gamel's recent run of success is. He's made some great adjustments, and it's great to see, but I don't know how, how sustainable that is going forward, and they're going to need to probably platoon in that position and just sprinkle him even in center field to give García an off day every now and then too, for that matter.
One of the guys that we have not given enough credit to, Orlando Arcia, everything that he did in the offseason, and I saw him down in spring training before everything got shut down. And he was impressive then, too. And I thought, well, you know, can you do it in the regular season? Well, he's off to a good start. He's got 20 at-bats so far. He's hitting .350. He's got a .750 OPS, a slugging percentage of .400. But give me your thoughts on him kind of shrinking that strike zone a little bit, not fishing as much. Every now and then you're going to get him to fish, and we'll see if this continues throughout the season. But he is really kind of honed in on his strike zone.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point. We're gonna continue. We're gonna see him miss on some breaking balls, right? Like that's a thing. That's not gonna surprise people when that happens, regardless of the improvements that he's made or whatever. But it's just been good to see him just not try to pull everything as much anymore. You know, if you notice, like, a couple of his singles, especially lately, they've been just like up the middle, and they haven't been anything like spectacular. They've been just like, you know, singles up the middle. The old cliche of, you know, taking what's given to you, and he's done a pretty decent job of that, I feel like. And that's a good sign. The more you can go the opposite way or to center field, that's when I think he's going his best. And so that's what he was doing earlier in spring training too. He was hitting more home runs then, so the power was a little bit better there. But again, I mean, I'm just encouraged by the idea of him just going to center field more often.
Good stuff, as always. We certainly appreciate it. Look forward to having you back on the program as well, Will, okay?
Oh, anytime, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Bill. Talk to you soon. There you go. Will Salmon, a Brewers beat reporter for The Athletic, joining us for a couple of minutes on Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been doing it. Call them, 844-PRIDE, to go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE, to go to schneiderjobs.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.